Tá sér sem mig chiva is this man when we know when a yid has to be mafashfish b'masov, examine all his actions and see how he can improve on his avoidus Hashem to become a elach yid. Today I want to speak about a topic of teshiva, which the following vort, which I'm going to say, on first glance is going to appear to many people as a letzunus, a silly joke, perhaps even something which is forbidden to say. But as we'll soon see, this vort is written by a number of gedolei huachroinim from hundreds of years ago. Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, in Perek Zayin, a pusik, Ein tzadik be'uretz asher yaaseh tov v'lo yechta. Even the greatest tzaddik, who's busy all day long, she'yaseh tov, who's doing mitzvahs, even such a tzaddik, it's impossible. Ein tzaddik was asher yaaseh tov v'lo yechta. That he shouldn't somehow slip up here or there and do an aveira. Now there's a sefer called Leket Shmiel, which was printed 340 years ago, approximately, in the year Tuf Nin Tes, from Reb Shmiel Feivish Kahana, was one of the Gedolim of the time, who he asks, Vakusha, it's difficult, Lo Maloi, why is it, Taka, that even the greatest tzaddik is going to do an aveira here or there? Why can't Rabbi Shem ensure Eina Kushbochim Mevi Takula Lidei Tzadikim? Why doesn't Rabbi Shem allow even the greatest tzaddik that he shouldn't be over even one aveira? V'la'anias Dati, he writes, because the mitzvah of teshiva is one of the tariag mitzvahs, it's a mitzvah which is written in Parshas Nitzovim, V'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha. Elezeh, because of this, Ein tzaddik asher yaaseh tov v'lo yechta. De'im lo chuta, because if you have a tzaddik who hasn't done a single aveira, eich yekayim mitzvah tshiva. How can he fulfill this mitzvah of tshiva, which is one of the tariag mitzvahs? Achakach, after this, higgedly, shekivamti laharav hagudel Reb Yaakov, after I was told that I was zoicha to be mechaven to the words of Reb Yaakov from Kruka, who was one of the gedolei hador 400 years ago, shehigdimani vihigid, who he already before me said that this is the pshat in the Mishnah in Masechtas Yima, where the Mishnah says ha'oyma echta v'ushiv, echta v'ushiv ei maspikim biyudoi lasois teshiva. Why does the Mishnah say a double lushan, echta v'ushiv, echta v'ushiv? Said Reb Yaakov from Kruka, because the problem is only if you say it twice. Aval pam achas lekayim mitzvahs teshiva. But if you are such a person who you feel that you have no aveiros, and therefore you're saying, echta, I need to do an aveira, v'ushiv, in order to do teshiva, Rashoi, you are allowed. This is a Pele Dikavot, which is written in this Sefer Leket Shmiel. And the same vot you will find in the Sefer Chanikas HaTorah from the Rebbe Reb Heschel, was one of the greatest Gedoyle Yisroel about 400 years ago, who he writes, Mamish, the same pshat on this Mishnah, Echta V'ushiv, Echta V'ushiv. Dafka, if he says it twice, but if he says it once, it could be he's this person that Surach Lazarus Aveira Lishma Kedei Lekayim Mitzvah Tshiva. And he brings the same pshat in the Pusik in Tzadik words Asher Yaaseh Tov V'lo Yechta. And this is written in a third Sefer, Birch Shmiel, in Parshas Vayelech, from Reb Shmiel Koidinova, who again was one of the greatest Gedolei Yisroel a few hundred years ago. And it is written In a Sefer Megillah Sasurim on Tehillim, on the first Perek from the Arve Nachal, was one of the Gedoyle Yisrael 200 years ago, and in the Sefer Meir Eina Chachumim from the Ostrov Sereba. So they all come with this unbelievable chiddush, that if a person feels he hasn't done any averus, this person would be allowed to do an Aveira in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Teshiva. Now, one could explain this opinion that it is actually a Beferish Toisus, a Toisus in Psuchim in Daf Chof Tesum, a base. I don't want to go into the whole Lomdus, but Toisus there, Debar Maschil Rav Ashi, quotes in the name of the Ri, one of the Bali Toisus, that the Ri was Moichiach from the Gemara there, Mikan Moichiach Ri, Shehamashach Chometz BePesach, that somebody who he keeps Chometz on Pesach, why? V'datoi Levaroi, because he wants to be Mekai in the midst of Bia Chometz, Eina Oiva Be'oisa Shehiyah. He wasn't over the Aveir of Bal Yeruah Bal Yemutza. So you have a fellow, Erev Pesach, he's got chometz, and he should really be mevar the chometz. No, I want to wait till it's Pesach. I'm going to be mevar on it, on Pesach. Says the Ri, he's allowed to, because his kavuna in doing the aver bal yeruah is not to be mekayim the mitzvahs asay of bia chometz. The Shagas Arya in Simon Pei Aleph wonders greatly on this Ri. How could this be? Is it possible such a thing? You could do an Aveira because you want to rectify it through doing a mitzvah. And he proves from a number of Gemaras that it's impossible. There can't be such a thing. He says, for example, we have a Gemara, a very clear Gemara, in Bob Metzia, in Daf Samach Aleph from a base. You're not allowed to steal, even if your kavuna is, you want to give back kefil. So how could you be allowed to keep chometz, just to be mekametz or be a chometz? So says the Shagas Arya, Ladas Ri Tzurich Lachalik, Bein Alav Sheyesh Boi Masa, and Alav She'ein Boi Masa. That the Is of Bal Yeruah Bal Yemutza, because you're not actually doing a lav with your B'masa, with B'yadayim, it's just you're allowing it to be there when Pesach comes in. Lefichach, in Masha Oisoi Almos Levaroi Lekayim, who I say, Loi ka'uvet isira klal. This is the opinion of the Ri. So this is just by the way that we should understand the longest. We find this already in Toisus. The Heilige Rishna said al derech zeh, also a most original peshat. We know the story of Yosef HaTzadik when he came down to Mitzrayim and he was working in the house of Potiphar. Eishes Potiphar tried to be machshel him with an Aveira. Said the Heilige Rishna as follows. What was she thinking? She's going to get Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, he is the ultimate tzadik, Yesod Tzadik. But Yosef, he hamashbir. How is she going to be machshel Yosef HaTzadik in Aveira? So said the Rishna, from the words that Yosef HaTzadik answered back to the Eishes Potiphar, we can see what she said to him. Yosef HaTzadik said back to Eishes Potiphar, "Ve'eich esa haru hagadoyle hazois. How can I do such a big aveira? V'chotusi leloikim, and I will have sinned to Hashem." Ot gefregt the Heilige Rishna, "And haru ketana megmen yomachem." He was only worried about a big aveira, a little aveira he wasn't worried about. And question number two, why did Yosef HaTzadik say, V'chutusi, and I will have sinned? He should say, Lushin Usid, in the future. V'echto leloikim, if I will do this aveira, I will sin. Why is it, and I will have sinned? Said the Heilige Rishna, as the Eishes Potiphar said to Yosef HaTzadik this argument, which is mentioned in these above Sfurim. Yosef, you're great tzaddik. You are the ultimate tzaddik, the Yesod tzaddik. But you should know, there's a greater and a higher madreika than being a tzaddik. B'mukim shebalei tshuva oimdim ein tzaddikim gemirim yecholim lamoid. So although you are such a great tzaddik, but because you have never done an aveira, and you've never had to do teshiva on an aveira, therefore you haven't reached the highest level, which is the level of being a Baal Tshuva. So she said to him, you should do an aveira with me. To which Yosef HaTzadik answered her back, in order to be a Baal Tshuva, one doesn't have to do a big aveira. It's good enough just to do a small, little, minuscule aveira. Ve'eich esa haru hagadoyla hazois. I don't need to do such a serious chomedik aveira. That's number one. And number two, that what you think, that I've never done any aveiras, and therefore I've never done teshiva, you're mistaken as well. Unfortunately, ve'chotusi lushan ova. I have already done aveiros. I have already done teshiva. So therefore, I don't need to look for any extra new aveiros. Azoi the Heilige Rishna gezugt. What we see from the words of all these gedolim, the Chanikas HaTorah, Reb Shmuel Koidenova, the Leket Shmuel, Reb Yaakov from Kruka, the Heilige Rishna, is they all took on that the mitzvah of teshiva, you can only be mekayim if you're doing teshiva on an aveira. And therefore they had this question, somebody who doesn't have an aveira, how can he be mekayim the mitzvah of teshiva? However, there is a Dvar Torah from Azaydeh from the Chotkev Rebbe, Zechisa Yugen Aleini, in a Sefer Ginza Yisroel, which he said, Rosh Hashanah, Tuf Reish Pehe, which he addresses this very point, and he writes the following words, HaTeshiva hi mitzvahs asei mitaryag mitzvahs. Tshiva is a mitzvahs asei, v'yesh lizboinen, and asks the Rebbe this very question, v'yesh lizboinen, eich tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu dova. How could the Rabbi Shem give us a tzivui, a command, shelach oire I efshel lekaimoi, ki im al yedei chait, which it's not possible to fulfill this mitzvah of teshiva, this tzivui, unless we have done an aveira? How can it be possible? Is it not a mitzvah habur b'aveira? And the Rebbe gives a gewaldige teretz, a gewaldige hesba. And he doesn't resort to this shvera concept that you have to have aveiros in order to do teshiva. And the Rebbe answers with a story from Reb Tzadya Gaon. Reb Tzadya Gaon, we know, was the Gudel Hador in the generation after the end of the Gemara, the Zman of the Geonim, Rabbeinu Tzadya Gaon. And Reb Tzadya Gaon once came back from a trip. And when he came back, his Talmidim saw that Reb Tzadya Gaon was being oisik in tshiva, and he was crying, and he was being masagav himself. And it was in the middle of the year. And the Talmidim were wondering what had happened. Why is Reb Tzadya Gaon suddenly in the middle of the year doing this unusual tshiva more than the norm? And Reb Tzadya Gaon explained to them as follows. He said, whilst I was away, I stayed by somebody, and this person didn't recognize me. He didn't know who I was. But he was machabed me very well. He looked after me very well. And a day or two before I left, somebody turned up. And he told this balabus, do you know who this guest is who's staying in your house? And the man said, no, I don't know who he is. So he told him. And when this man heard, he came running to me crying. He said, Rebbe, please be moichel me. Please, Rebbe, forgive me. I wasn't machabed you properly. And I said to him, what do you mean? You looked after me so well. You took such good care of me. You were mechabed me so beautifully. And the man said, no, Rebbe. If I would have known that this is the good Lador staying in my house, I would have done even more. So although I was mechabed you, but I would have done even more. Please, Rebbe, be moichel me. that I didn't do, even though I didn't realize who was staying in my house. Said Reb Sadia Gaon to his Talmidim, the words of this man penetrated me. And I realized every single day I'm learning and I'm understanding more and more the godliness of Hashem Yisborach, and I'm masig more than I understood a day ago, a week ago. But does my avodas Hashem improve in ratio to that what I learn more, I understand more? So therefore, I've got to do teshiva that my davening and my learning and my performance of the mitzvahs is not improving as I understand and amasig more and more. So writes the Rebbe, from this story, we can see that teshiva is not just merely on our averos. Teshiva is also on our mitzvahs. But al tshiva kezi sivtzo ha-toyra. Says Rebbe, now we understand when the Rebbe Hashem gave us a mitzvah to do teshiva, he ain't a taliya b'chait. You don't need to do an avera to do teshiva. You can do teshiva on your davening. You can do teshiva on your learning. You can do teshiva on your performance of mitzvahs. Why am I just doing it the same way as I've done it for the last year, 5 years, 10 years? Why am I not improving? And then the Rebbe carries on and says a gewaltige insight. We say every single day in Shmoyne Esra, the Brucha, asking Hashem, Hashiveni Avini L'Soyrosecho, Korveni Malkein L'Avoidosecho, V'Achazireini B'Seshiva Shaleima L'Fanecho. And this Brucha comes straight after the brucha of Ata Choinein Le'udam Das. Explains the Rebbe, because the more Das we have, so the more we should be utilizing that Das to improve our performance of the mitzvahs. So therefore the brucha of Teshiva comes straight after the brucha of Ata Choinein. We need to do Teshiva. Why have we not improved our performance of the mitzvahs, of our davening, of our learning? And says the Rebbe, there are two types of teshiva. There is teshiva and there's teshiva shalema. Teshiva on averos, that's called teshiva. It would have been better if we wouldn't have done the averos in the first place, that we should need to do teshiva on them. Teshiva shalema, that's the teshiva on our mitzvahs. And that's what we ask. Please Hashem, Hashiveini Avini L'Soyrosecho V'Karveini Malkein L'Avoidosecho. And through that, V'Achzireini B'Seshiva Shaleimo L'Fanecho. Through that will be Zoycha to true Teshiva, Teshiva Shaleimo, to do Teshiva on our mitzvahs. And this Yesod writes the Choyves Halvovus in Shah Avoides HaLekim Perek Gimel. The Kvanema al Ksas Hapirishim writes the Choyves Havuvas. It's said about some of the Perushim, these were great Sadiqim, Shahoyi Kol Yemehem B'Seshiva. Their whole lives was a life of Teshiva. Mepnei Shahoyi Machadshim B'Chol Yoim Teshiva. Every single day they felt they needed to do Teshiva. Bavit toisefes hakarusam begadlus hu elokim b'chol yoim. Because every single day there was zoicha to be maki the greatness of Hashem more than yesterday. So therefore they had to do teshiva on kitsiram b'ma shehem chayuvim loy min ho avoida b'sho'ova. So if they understood more today than yesterday, that meant that yesterday they were lacking. Because see, today they understood more than yesterday. So yesterday they were lacking. It wasn't yet a complete avoider. So every day they felt they needed to do tshiva on the previous day. The Gemara tells us in the Dorim, in Daf Yid, that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there were people, the Gemara calls them Chasidim Horishoinim, that which they were Misavim Lehovi Korban Chatos. They wanted very much to bring a Korban Chatos, but they couldn't. They couldn't bring a Korban Chatos because they had no Averus. So what did they do? Oimdim im misnatvim naziris lemokoim. They would accept on themselves to be a nuze, kedei sheyischayev korban chatas lemokoim. Because when a nuze finishes his yemei naziris, he had to bring a korban chatas. Now we need to understand this gemara. Why did these chassidim rishonim want to bring a korban chatas? You only need to bring a korban chatas if you've done an aveira. If you haven't done an aveira, then there's no need for a korban chatas. So they weren't missing out on anything. Wasn't they were missing out? There was no need for them to bring it. Why did they felt they were missing out? They couldn't bring a korban chatas? They didn't need to. But the answer is that when a yid brought a korban chatas, it wasn't just merely bringing the korban. It was accompanied with a gewaldig achiever, with a hisoiris, with a charuta. They wanted to experience this gewaldige hisoiris, which a yid brings a korban chatas. This was part of bringing it, the charuta with the hisoiris and the tshiva. But they couldn't, because they'd never done any aveiras. So they couldn't get to this level of having charuta when they didn't do any aveiras. So they would be kabbal on themselves to be a nozir. Now, when a person finishes being a nozir, he has to bring a korban chatos. So here we have a case of a person who's bringing a korban chatos, not for doing an aveira, really. It was a kodesh l'Hashem. He was a nozir. But why didn't you carry on your yemei naziris a bit longer? He accepted to be a nozir for 30 days. So when he finished the 30 days, he has to bring a korban chatos. He could have carried on longer. So here we have a way how they brought a korban chatos that they didn't do more. The nuzi could have been a nuzi for longer. So this is this gewaldige avoider of doing teshiva, not just merely on our aveiros, but doing teshiva on our mitzvahs. The Belzeruv, Rabbi Suchadov, also comes with this same mahalach, and he wants with this to answer a gewaldige kasha of the Mashal. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yima, in Daf Peivov, a famous Gemara, Gedoil teshiva shamagas ad kisei hakovoid. Tshiva is so great that it goes the whole way up to kisei hakovoid. And the Gemara says, we learn this out from a pusik, Shenema Shiva Yisruel ad Hashem Elokecha. Api Dikduk, the Pusik should have said, not ad Hashem, not El Hashem. Return to Hashem. Shiva Yisruel El Hashem. Why does it say ad Hashem Elokecha? From here we learn out that Shiva is Magas ad Kisei HaKovod. Freik the Mashu, a gewaldige kasha. Why does the Gemara bring a proof from this pusik of Shiva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, which is written in Sefer Hosea? The Gemara should have brought a proof from the pusik in Parshas Nitzavim, where it's written in the midst of tshiva, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, and you have the same lushan, ad Hashem. Don't say El Hashem Elokecha, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Azoy freik the mashu. Ot gezuk the Belzeruv. If you look in the Targum Yoinison on this pusik of the Shavta ad Hashem Lekecho, the Targum Yoinison says, Tiveichoin de Tzadikaya. Happy are the Tzadikim who they do teshiva, which is Magas ad Hashem Lekecho, ad Kisei HaKuvoid. So Lechoyre, Freik the Belzeruv, only Tzadikim do teshiva? Everyone's got a mitzvah of teshiva. Said the Belzeruv, it could be that this pusik is speaking not about teshiva on aveiros, but teshiva on your mitzvahs. Like we see, it's written at the end of the pusik, V'shamata b'koiloi b'chol levovecho ivechol nafshecho. Listen to Hashem, b'chol levovcho v'chol nafshecho. That means till now you felt your mitzvahs were lacking. It wasn't done b'chol levovcho v'chol nafshecho. V'shavto ad Hashem elokecho. Listen to Hashem, v'shamata b'koiloi, b'chol levovcho v'chol nafshecho. We're speaking about doing teshiva on mitzvahs. So said the Belzeruv, how do we know that Shiva, which is done on Averois, is also Magas at Kisei HaKovod. From the Pusik and Parshas Netzovim, it could be the only Shiva on Mitzvahs is Magas at Kisei HaKovod. So the Gemara brings the Pusik in Hosea. Shiva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecho Ki Koshalto Ba'avoinecho. There, that Pusik is written about someone doing Teshiva for Averois. Not only Teshiva on Mitzvahs is Magas Kisei HaKovod, even Teshiva on Averois is also Magas at Kisei HaKovod. So from this emerges a Gevaltige Yesod. Sometimes people think Teshiva is only on Averois. We have to stop doing this Avera and that Avera, which of course we do. And of course, yes, Teshiva is on Averus. And through Teshiva, his Averus is Nasus Keschios, Hashov Mahavet is the Doinus Nasus Keschios. Avada Teshiva is on Averus. But it isn't limited only to Averus. Teshiva is also on our mitzvahs. And not only also on our mitzvahs, but like the Chotka Rebbe explains in the Belzeruf, as it could be the Pusik of Teshiva in Parshas Netzovim, where that's the one of the Tariag mitzvahs, the Ikka Pusik, is speaking about Teshiva on mitzvahs. Because you don't need to have Averois to do the mitzvah of Teshiva. Teshiva is even on our mitzvahs, like the story of Reb Sadia Gaon. And with this, we could answer Akasha of the Chiddur. The Chiddur in his Sefer, Devorim Achudim, Drish Vov, quotes Akasha, which is written in earlier Sforim. We know we have a rule, Alav hanitik la'asei, ein loikin ulov. A lav, which the Torah tells us how to rectify the lav. For example, Gezela, if a person stole, so he was over Avera, a lav. There is no Malkus. Why? Because, tells us Chazal, a Gemur Malkus, it's Nitik La'asei. The Torah tells us what to do, how to rectify the Avera. V'heishivez ha'gzeila sheguzal. So since that's the way to rectify it, there is no Malkus. So the Chiddur quotes Akasha, which a number of Gedolim asked, surely every lav in the Torah is Nitik La'asei of Teshiva. We've got a mitzvah of Teshiva which rectifies the Aveira. So since every lav in the Torah is Nitik La'asei of Teshiva, how can it be that one can get Malkus for any Aveira? Azoy Freik, the Chiddur, b'shem a number of Gedolim. And the Chiddur attempts to answer this question in a number of different ways, but he's not really happy till he finishes off and he says, we have to say that Gezela, for example, one sees the Ganef brings back the stolen article. So we can see he's rectified it. So therefore we can't give him Malkus. But Shiva is not something we can see. It's not something which is visible. So it's not evident to us he's rectified it. Azo yizuk the Chiddur. However, according to the Yesod of the Chart Kivah Rebbe and the Belzeruf, Efshu, we could offer a different answer. Avad, it's true that Shiva rectifies every Avera. Or by the mitzvah of Teshiva, which is written in Parshas Nitzovim, V'shavtu ad Hashem Elokecho, as we explained, is speaking primarily about doing Teshiva on our mitzvahs. Unfortunately, if you slipped up and you did Aveira as well, Avada Teshiva works, Teshiva helps. But since this Pusik is primarily addressing doing Teshiva on our mitzvahs and not on our Aveiras, therefore we don't look at the Lavim as Nitik La'asei, because the Asei didn't come primarily for that. It came, we shouldn't have any Aveiras. It came to do Teshiva on our mitzvahs. And with this, we can also answer another famous question. Many Bale Mitzvah, many Swam ask, why is it that Aseres Yemei Teshiva comes after Rosh Hashanah? Wouldn't it be more applicable to have the Aseres Yemei Teshiva 10 days before Rosh Hashanah, and then we'll be judged on Rosh Hashanah after 10 days of Teshiva? Why is it we are judged And then only afterwards starts on Rosh Hashanah for the next 10 days. That says you made teshuva. And lefi devareini, we understand it very well. Because the ikka teshuva, this is the teshuva min haTorah, is not teshuva on averos. The ikka teshuva should be, we should be on the madrega of doing teshuva on our mitzvahs. So Rosh Hashanah is the avoda imri lefune malchis, kidei shetam lichini aleichem. When we come to this level, Rosh Hashanah, of atachoinen ludam das, of hashiveini avini lesoiru secho, v'korveini malkeini lavoide secho. Once we've come to this level of imri lefuna malchias, we've been makabel ol malchus shemayim, then starts the real teshiva of achzireini b'seshiva shaleima lefunecho, of doing teshiva on our mitzvahs and masim toivim. And tak in the Sefer Sivtzei Tzadik from the Pinchas Menachem Mipiltz, he writes that the days of Slichus which we have before Rosh Hashanah, these are Toisefes Derabunon on the Aseres Yemei Tshiva, like we find Chazal added on Yom Tov Sheni. So Chazal felt, besides the Aseres Yemei Tshiva, which we learn out from the Pusik, Dish Yashem Bimotze Kari B'Yosek Kurov, Chazal felt, unfortunately we're not on this level of just doing Teshiva only on our mitzvahs. Halavai, halavai, that would be the issue. We need to also address before Rosh Hashanah and make a cheshbon of nefesh about the averos, to do Teshiva on averos. That is the Yemei Selichos before Rosh Hashanah. Once it comes Rosh Hashanah, then we have to address and do teshiva on our mitzvahs and masim toivim. And this is Ashreichem Tzadikim. Happy are the Tzadikim who they realize to do teshiva on their mitzvahs and masim toivim. So on the Rabbi Shem Taka Helfen, and we should all be zoicha, v'achzireini b'seshiva Shaleima lefanecha. We should all be zoicha to do true teshiva. The Chotkeber writes, what is tshiva mahava? Tshiva mahava is when a yid is lacking nothing. He's got everything he needs, and yet he does teshiva. Says the Rebbe, this is not a tshiva meyira. This is a tshiva mahava. And the Rebbe finishes off with a brucha. We should all be zoicha to do teshiva mahava, that no yid should be lacking anything. Mezol alazan gezint, mezol alum nachas from the kinder, zon shulam ba'olam, shulam be'etz Yisrael. And yidin should be zoicha in such a matzav of having everything to do teshiva, and that's the teshiva mahava. We should all be zoicha to gemach hasim matoiva luni lechol Yisruel. Amen.